Slam program. It's 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Okay, let's go back to this report here. At first, only a few decided to camp out in Golden State Park, adjacent to the Hyatt-Ashbury District. Since they did no work and rejected their family's materialism and money, they had the clothes on their backs and not much else. The good people living and working in that area were charitable, so they provided food, then shelter, then clothes for the hippies. The word got out, and more unmotivated young people came from the surrounding area. Then more came from Southern California. Then they came from the Midwest. Then they came from the East Coast. It didn't take long before the charitable locals ran out of food, shelter, and clothes. So the hippies robbed from the hand that had been feeding them. Then they took over the infrastructure and trashed the entire area. Soon there was nothing of value left, and the entire experiment of living without working crashed. The hippies, for the most part, dispersed. That is a microcosm of the United States federal government is doing right now. It has never worked for a nation or in a small neighborhood. Wake up, America. Your destruction draweth nigh. P.S. It isn't funny how this took place in California, and yet they followed the same failed reasoning statewide. And now the title of most defunct state in the nation, unfortunately, Olympia, Washington, my state capital, is foaming at the mouth to duplicate these same failed policies. Okay, folks, that is it for that report. Let me share something with you here, folks. For all you diabetics out there, I'm a diabetic myself. And this is an important article for diabetics like me. The statistics are startling. A whopping 8.3% of Americans, that's 25.8 million children and adults, have diabetes. Another 79 million have prediabetes, and more cases are being diagnosed at a rate of 1.9 million a year. It's not a coincidence that obesity levels are soaring too, as two-thirds of extremely overweight people develop type 2 diabetes and are at risk for a host of other health issues. Okay, let's stop there for right now and go to Jim in Ohio. Jim in Ohio, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hi, Brother Jack.
Hi.
I think a lot of the diabetes is caused by the factory food that people are eating nowadays with all the artificial sweeteners and all the dead items that they make this junk with, and
yeah.
people eat it without realizing what they're doing to their body.
Right. True.
The reason I called I hear you got a break coming up.
Yeah, Jim, hang on. Jim from Ohio, we'll be right back with you after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendovite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendovite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, we're going to go right back to Jim in Ohio. Brother Jim, go right ahead.
Yes, Brother Jack. The reason I called was that I was really upset when I learned about the military funding bill that the Senate passed this week that included language where they wanted the option of using the military against American people.
Right.
And I thought that that's basically declaring war with the American people. Although they've done it in other methods in the past, now they're just coming out and saying it.
Right.
But, I can't believe how the men of this country have become such pansies, in the last few decades. When they shut the water off to the San Joaquin Valley in California and took away those farmers' livelihoods, I can't believe that they didn't go up there and turn that thing back on again by any means necessary.
Right.
And I think maybe that they're really wanting to force a confrontation because they're taking away everybody's ability to make a living, and they're not giving us any option.
Right, and they have said that if you store food or you have guns and ammo, that you're a terrorist in this country.
Well, and I guess
they can come pick you up. They can come pick you up.
Well, then,
of course,
how do we,
if you fight them, then they're going to have a lot of trouble.
Well, in other words, how are we any different than Communist China or Communist Russia when they can do that to us? That's the same thing that those governments do to their people.
That's right, brother. No difference whatsoever. They're putting us under a communist system here in this country.
That's right. And they've spelled it all out. And everybody, not everybody, but up until now, the majority of Americans are only concerned with feeding their face and watching football and drinking beer and watching movies.
That's right, brother. That's right. They've got us all entertained, and they're going to keep us entertained, and that way they can take away our freedoms and our rights without us even realizing it as we're entertained.
Well, I really admire what you're doing, Brother Jack. I've listened to you for quite a few years, I'm glad that you have the courage to point out who the people are that are responsible for all this and let the chips fall where they may.
Okay, Brother Jim. God bless you, brother. Take care.
God bless
and thanks
you.
Thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country, Jim. God bless you, brother. Okay, let's go to Art in Maryland. Art in Maryland, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hi, Jack. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother. Go right ahead.
Okay. I think if we have any chance of turning this around, we need to get as many people behind Sheriff Mack as we can because, you know, at the county level is the only way we're going to turn this around.
Right. Very true.
Well, I mean, you know, Sheriff Mack's doing a very honorable thing, but, I mean, he can't do it by himself. It's just too much area, too many sheriffs. He needs us to get involved. He really does. I mean, he could use the donations. He could just use our help all in general.
Right, brother. Very true.
I've tried to the local Tea Party here in my county. I've tried to inform them that the sheriff is the highest law in the county and that we need to get a constitutional sheriff. I've tried to get them to take up a collection to send our sheriff to this meeting that Sheriff Mack's having this month. They're not interested.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they're going to be soon when they come into this county with S-510, Senate Bill 510, that makes you a federal felon if you grow a garden in your yard. And the sheriff has told us that he's not going to enforce that. And but many sheriffs all across the country have been, when they were elected sheriff, they send them immediately to the FBI Academy in Virginia. And they learn how to serve the federal government police officers, and they give them tanks and they give them helicopters as long as they obey the federal law.
Yeah, I know our sheriff wants.
That's sad. That's very sad.
I know our sheriff wants to put together a SWAT team, and we just do not have that much crime in this county. We just don't need it.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's what I want to tell everybody. Get involved. I mean, what you're doing there, Jack, you're doing just about as much as anybody can do. I'm sure you could use a few donations up there, too. To help
oh, yes, I
up.
Sure could.
So there's
I
another
sure
one.
Could, brother.
There's another one for your audience. Send Jack a few donations because he's not living on no big retirement plan either. So.
Right. I just live on my monthly retirement. That's all I live on.
And you do a good job with it. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's what I wanted to put out. Everybody get behind you and Sheriff Mack, and that's all. We're not going to change D.C.
Okay. Yeah, District of Criminal.
Yep.
Okay, Brother Art. thanks for calling in today.
All right, Jack.
Thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. God bless you, Art.
God bless you, Art.
God bless you, Art.
God bless you.
Okay, Barrett in Idaho. Barrett in Idaho, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing
yeah,
okay.
Today I went to the supermarket, Safeways, and I swear everything overnight went up between 25 and 50 cents overnight. I don't know if anybody else in the other states have experienced this. I'm in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And, yeah, we are losing our rights in this country. The only way to take it back is to, I don't know about this deep repatriation deal or to take it on at the court level. But if you have a nullified jury and you have police officers that are nullified on their rights as citizens, the military would rule over the civil police, right? Wouldn't they? And the sheriff too? Wouldn't the military, because they're ruled by the government, wouldn't they rule over the? So it'd be like, even if there was a revolt, wouldn't they just start shooting them too? You know?
Yes, yes, very true, brother. Our police officers have been taught, and our sheriff's deputies have been taught, that once the military comes in, that they have to acquiesce to it and allow them to run the county and the cities. So that's exactly what's going to happen.
Here's the other thing.
Sheriff Richard Mack is trying to teach the sheriffs to uphold their oath of office to the Constitution, which is to the people and not to the county or state or the federal government.
Well, anyway, another thing is, I was denied my right to counsel before any kind of testimony at all. So I refused testimony, and they used that against me in my trial.
Uh-huh.
And it was a sheriff deputy that's, he was only there on the job for only like 3 months. He was new. I don't like to use the word rookie because that's putting the person down. I do appreciate him for one thing. He didn't, slam me down when I refused, to give up my name right away. I wanted to know why I was being harassed. And I respect him for that. The older deputy in the trial, he even said in the trial, he says, our normal procedure is to slam them down in their face. He didn't say exactly like that, but he says to take them down onto the ground, onto the concrete, even if you have handcuffs on, even if you have handcuffs. I think if juries knew that it only takes one person to disagree with the law, even if you're technically guilty of a law, like Rosa Parks sitting in the front of the bus when the back was already loaded, there was no one in the front. One white person came on and said, I want that seat. She refused December 2nd, 1955. That changed a lot of things, but still the agenda rolls on. We're getting close. I mean, the New World Order is here. It's just the walls are getting built higher and higher.
That's right, brother.
I heard someone say earlier on the program here, what's the difference between here and Russia or here and in the CCP, which is the Chinese Communist Party, is we don't have the full flower of martial law in this. They just passed a thing in the Senate. Oh, they can have roadblocks. Well, not roadblocks, checkpoints. They have to show papers.
Yeah.
But anyways,
Barrett, are you all through?
Yeah, I guess, yes.
Okay. God bless you, Barrett. I hope you'll call back again, and thanks for standing up, being an activist, and standing up for God and country, Barrett. God bless you. Jerry from Michigan, hang on. We'll be right back after these important messages. on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, let's go back to Jerry in Michigan. Jerry in Michigan, let me give out that call-in number again. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in on open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program today. Let's go back to Jerry in Michigan. Jerry, go right ahead, brother.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for taking my call, man. First time, not really long time. I've only been awake for a couple of years. I got to tell you, man, I got to give you kudos for, you know, sticking it out there. You know, I'm pretty much what probably be considered as a deadbeat dad. I pay what I can when I can. I'm working a job for $10 an hour right now. That, you know, I just you know that I can barely afford gas to get back and forth to work. And I would love to stick my neck out there and really tell these guys what I think of them. You know, because it just ain't right. Everybody knows it ain't right. Everywhere you go, you look in people's faces and you can see just everybody knows what's going to happen. And at one point I wanted to make her one thing. I don't know if you're Ron Paul supporter or not. I assume you are. I don't get a chance to listen to that often lately. But what do you think about using the militia as a security for him on his engagements with things? And that's all I'm going to say. I'll take your response offline. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate what you're doing. Peace out, brother.
Okay. Jerry in Michigan, thank you, brother, for being an activist and standing up for God and country. God bless you, Jerry. Hope you'll call back again. Okay, let's go to David in Massachusetts. Brother David, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello, Brother Jack.
Hi, brother.
Jack. Listen, have you noticed that you haven't heard from me in a few weeks?
Oh yes, I have noticed that, brother.
Hey, you know what the hell happened to me, Jack? I was kidnapped.
I was kidnapped
by the government, by the state.
I see.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Jack. You know, Jack, and this is a warning to all patriots out there, it's so easy. And I'm sure you know this, Jack, from your years of experience, and you've been through the school of hard knocks, but it's so easy for these evil people to set you up, Jack.
Yeah.
You know what happened to me, Jack? You know how I'm back here in Boston, and this city of Boston is like the ground zero of this pederasty scandal. You know,
yeah.
I'm very outspoken. You know, there's this priest. His name is Father Sean Connor. He was a Boston cop, and he became a priest. And he's the chaplain. He's the Catholic chaplain to the Boston Police Department. I've never even met him. I was over at a church, Jack. You know how I've called from Catholic churches before, and I talked about Catholicism and different things. Well, this priest, he just became a priest like about 2 years ago. He retired from the Boston Police. And, you know, you can be a priest up until the age of, you don't have to retire as a priest till the age of 75. So he's having this second career as a priest. Anyways, this guy, I've never even met him, Jack. I saw him in court for the first time. He's charging me with trespassing, okay? I'm charged with criminal trespass, and I was arrested. And then this court psychiatrist, I shouldn't have even talked to her, Jack, but I didn't do anything wrong. And the next thing, she's telling the judge that I should be committed, that I have religious delusions, and so I've been out at the nut house, Jack, for the last month, for 30 days, observation and evaluation and competency.
Yeah.
But it's so easy, Jack, for these bastards to take a patriot out of circulation.
Right.
It's so easy. It's so easy for these creeps to set up a good pay. It's very, but the, you know me, Jack. I'm like you. I have the heart of a lion. It's do or die with me. The more resistance, the more oppression, Jack, that I get, it makes, it's, that must be the Irish in me. I grew up in a tough neighborhood, but it makes me fight all the harder. The more resistance I get, and the more oppression, and the more this tyrannical state, I feel the weight of this tyrannical, totalitarian communist state crushing me. It makes me fight all the harder. If they say, I'm like Patrick Henry, Jack. I've just begun to fight. These pederasty popes, that damn pope, this phony crap that they're just trying to turn him into a saint, he was pope for 28 years. Jack, before I get on this, I talk too much, I know, but Jack, let me tell you something. I grew up in the Catholic Church, and all the kids were all sexually molested, Jack. These priests used to buy alcohol. They used to buy beer and everything, and they'd get us half drunk. I didn't get sexually molested too badly, but I was, actually, I left. Some of my friends stayed so they could drink more beer and everything, but these priests, they're a bunch of damn pedophiles, and the thing is, Jack, a lot of people think of this pedophilia, and I mean, they think the kids are still little and everything, but
uh-huh.
most of the average pedophile victim, Jack, is about my age, because most of the pedophilia went on before the Catholic Church was even, before those creeps were even suspected of being sodomites and everything. So most of the pedophile victims are in their 50s and 60s and everything. A lot of them, they're almost like Vietnam veterans. They're up in their 60s and everything. The people that were, the poor altar boys. Hey, I got a joke for you, John. Like, one way it's in kind of poor taste, but like I say, the more they mess with me, the more I'm going to mess back with them. You know the quickest way to get a Catholic nun pregnant? Dress her up like a priest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program. Let's go back to Brother Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, go right ahead.
So Jack, I was in a period of transition. I was staying at the New England Center for Homeless Veterans in downtown Boston, 17 Court Street, and now I got the no trespassing order there, and all my possessions, my computer, all my holy books, all my Bibles, all my Patriot books, they've all been stolen. No one will even tell me what's happened to them. All my worldly possessions have been stolen from me. I'm under court order to be on a psychiatric drug. The court psychiatrist said that with no evidence at all, saying I suffer from religious delusions and everything. Maybe there's a few people out in the audience that will agree with the court psychiatrist. I don't know, but I don't think you think I suffer from religious delusions, Jack. And this was one of the court psychiatrist. Jack, it's sickening, Jack, because it's in Codman Square in Dorchester, in one of the roughest parts of Boston, this Catholic church. And I'm in this court, Jack, with all these killers, all these gangbangers. Boston's a very rough town, and there's lots of gangs in Boston, and they're killers, Jack. The thing about these gangbangers, they're lousy shots. They should get out to the range and practice a little bit, because they're always killing innocent kids, innocent women, and they're such lousy shots, they hardly ever hit their target. But they're all walking around in court with their pants hanging off their behinds, with their hats backwards. They won't remove their hat. Here I am. I'm part of a prayer group, Jack, and I was invited to this church as part of a prayer group from the Bedford, Massachusetts chapel from the hospital. It's actually a Catholic prayer group, Jack, but I don't hate Catholic people. I'm from a Catholic background myself. But you know, I consider myself a Protestant, Jack, but anyways, Jack, everything's no. Jack, let me say something, and I'm kind of upset. I'm kind of upset, and I just got released Friday. I was tortured, Jack. For the last month, I've been being tortured. Even all day Friday, I didn't see the judge until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I still had my sense of humor, though, because I made the whole courtroom laugh, and I'll tell you that in a minute. But you know, if I didn't have, like Rick Adams says, if I didn't have a sense of humor, I wouldn't have any sense at all. But anyways, Jack, all day long, they kept the shackles so tight around my ankles. And I have kind of like sometimes some edema because I have the diabetes and stuff and medical conditions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they kept my hands handcuffed in this weird position behind my back, way up in the... And all day long, the handcuffs were just digging into my wrist, and they wouldn't loosen them up. I'm in a cell. There was no need for this. Just being tortured all day long, Jack. And, it brings out the Irish in me, Jack. Just the other good Irishmen. The more they mess with me, boy, let me tell you, they're going to reap what they sow. They mess with, up in Alaska, I was known as Eagle River Dave. Now I'm known as Dave from Massachusetts. I don't back down from this great global super Satan. I don't give a damn if they attack Iran. I don't give a damn if they attack Holy Persia. I'll call the wrath of God down on this great global super Satan, Jack. And believe me, the wrath of God is, let this great global super Satan make their final mistake and attack Holy Persia. They're going to be buried over there in that Persian Gulf because China and Russia is just aching to take on these American wimps, these spoiled brat Americans like that Hillary Clinton, that killer, that feminist supremacist, male-hating. She's over there in Myanmar sucking up... If I was over there, she was meeting a female political dissident. If I was there in their presence, I says, why don't you two go get a motel room? They're practically French kissing over there, that filthy feminist supremacist. You know, these Americans, for the most part, Jack, and of course, the public broadcasting audiences are exempted to this remark, but they suck, Jack. They're a bunch of scum. I hope they do make their, I hope this great global super Satan does make its final mistake and attack Holy Persia and attack Iran. Iran hasn't attacked us. Iran doesn't have a nuclear bomb or anything else. That killing...
Right.
They're not satisfied in the kill. Now they're even... One minute our best friend in the war on terror is Pakistan. Now they're sending in Jones killing the Pakistani officer corps. It reminds me when those communist bastards killed the Polish officer corps up in the Katyn Woods, and they blamed it on Hitler and the Nazis. No, Jack... We don't have the axis of evil to fear. What we have is the allies of evil. This great global super Satan and the allies of evil, Jack. The allies of evil are much worse than the axis of evil. The allies of evil has got all these nuclear weapons pointed at all the different nations of the world. Jack, they mess with me. They mess with me, and I'll call fire down from heaven. Okay?
Okay. Okay, David, thank you for calling in, brother.
I love you, Jack, so much. It's so reassuring to hear you on the radio, Jack.
God bless you, David. I'm glad you're out of prison, brother. I'm glad you're out. Take care, David. God bless you. Thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. Okay, let's go to Barb in Florida. Barb in Florida, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, sister.
Hi, Officer Jack.
Hi, Barb.
Sheriff Mack was here this week in Florida.
Good. Praise the Lord.
Promoting his county sheriff project. And
right.
That's what I wanted to repeat for your listeners in case they're not aware and want to contact and contribute. They go to CSPOA. That's Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.
Yeah.
So it's P as in Charles, S as in Sam, P as in Peter, O-A .org.
.org.
Yeah. That
okay.
is the website, and if they want to, you know, find out about the mission and of the organization and contact them, everything is there on that website.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring up the three things that Sheriff Mack emphasized. And by the way, he said that when the constitutional officers, sheriffs, and so forth take that oath to serve and protect, it means to serve the people and protect the Constitution. And
that's
people,
right.
A lot of people, you know, say the words as though they're empty words, but they have a definite meaning that they're to serve the people and protect the Constitution.
That's right, brother or sister, Barb.
And he said the three things that they're going to emphasize with the sheriffs at this meeting, that the purpose of government is protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
And then the second part is to teach them that the Constitution sets the parameters and the limits on government.
Yes,
and then
it does.
The third one is the addendum to the Constitution, which is the Bill of Rights. And they are the fundamental principles of freedom. And these are the things that he is going to be teaching the sheriffs at this special meeting in January. So
good.
I hope people can contribute and support this organization.
Okay, Barb. Thanks for calling in, sister.
Okay. Thanks.
God bless you. Thanks for being an activist for God and country, Barb. God bless you. Take care. Okay. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank in North Carolina, welcome to the Officer Jack McLamb program, brother.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been listening to the show. It's very interesting about Bohemian Grove and all that. I just recently became aware that there's a video on the Internet. I haven't seen it, but I heard about it. I'm not on a computer today, but of course, we all know, most of us know about the Ted Gunderson. He's the senior FBI whistleblower.
Right.
Who came out and blew the whistle about the 93 World Trade Center bombing and
right.
the 9/11 false flag attacks and the pedophile child kidnapping rings and abuse among the elites and the politicians and even some in law enforcement that are involved in that.
You're right.
And a guy named Anthony Hilder, I'm familiar with his name. I'm trying to remember exactly who he is. But anyway, Anthony Hilder, H-I-L-D-E-R, did an interview with Ted Gunderson's doctor, his physician. And he states that he is 100% sure that Ted Gunderson died of arsenic poisoning and that that was actually murder. This was no accident. This was done on purpose. And he gets into some of the details about it as well, and that Ted Gunderson knew that he was being poisoned as well. And he was so busy at the time, he didn't have time to really undergo the treatment that he needed, that the doctor had suggested, recommended for him to possibly reverse some of the effects of that. Said he was getting like 30 calls a day, Ted Gunderson was, and he was just, you know, he was driven to expose what's going on, and he wasn't so worried about himself as he was about, you know, working and, you know, exposing about the chemtrails and all the evil that's going on.
Right.
But anyway, it's on YouTube. I don't know how hard it would be to find. I think, unfortunately, it's just listed on there as Ted Gunderson. But it's on YouTube if anybody wants to check it out. Anthony Hilder interviewed the doctor. I don't know his name, but Ted Gunderson's doctor. He was killed. He was murdered. I'm not sure how long this had been going on, but he said that he was murdered through arsenic poisoning, and Ted Gunderson was aware that they were operating against him.
Yeah.
So I guess you hadn't heard about that?
No, I haven't heard about it. How do you spell Hilder?
H-I-L D like David, E-R, Anthony okay. Hilder. I've heard him before. I know he's done a lot of, anti, New World Order, Illuminati videos and whatnot. You've probably come across him before somewhere. But
oh, yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a piece of land that Anthony Hilder is buying up here in our Christian community. And so Anthony Hilder is a good friend of mine.
Okay, good. I thought he probably might be. And I also wanted to put out a reminder. The best documentary film that I've come across on the subject of the 9/11 false flag attacks back in 2001 is by Mike Delaney. It's called 9/11 Missing Links, and that will blow you away. If you think you know everything about 9/11 and who did it, and you know you think you're an expert on it, trust me, you're going to learn some things from this. He connects the dots. And it is just, it just blew me away. And I pretty much knew a lot of it. I figured out a lot of it on my own, but he really goes, just amazing.
Good.
So, okay. Well, I'll give somebody else a chance to, get in and, thanks. Thanks, Jack.
Okay, Frank. God bless you, brother. Thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. Take care. Okay. Let's see if anybody else is on the line here. Yes, there are. Max in Indiana, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Thank you, Brother McLam. First, I want to let you know I appreciate you talking the Weaver family off of that ridge.
Okay.
And what you said about, like, the county sheriff, some may be taking federal training.
Right.
I'll tell you how you know if one has or not, because I've seen one. He has a round patch on his left side of his shirt, just above where his pocket would be. And it's a round insignia where he's been at that training. So if anybody wants to know, observe the left side of that officer.
Okay, what's it say on the patch?
It had an FBI, but I couldn't read all of it because he was walking.
Uh-huh.
I didn't quite. I know where that officer, what county he's in. I'm going to go back there and see if I just start a conversation, friendly conversation with him, then I'll be able to read it.
Okay.
I can get that done.
Okay, brother.
And you also are right about the NRA, and about this obedience, a lot of that comes from people just sitting where they live by the TV and the computer and stuff
themselves.
Right. Yeah. And then the women today, they don't cook like they did year before. They just go out to some fast food chain, and our kids are overweight because mommy don't have time to cook because she's got to watch the computer. So she sends it, gives them money, and they go down to McDonald's or some Dairy Queen or whatever fast food place you got. They eat all the greasy stuff.
And right.
Now I'm going to dump something else for you. I'm just trying to say as much as I can because I know you got other callers. China knew that 9/11 was going to take place before we did. And how I know this, I worked at a town, Columbia City, Indiana. And when I get off work, I go to a truck stop because I was getting a lot of good information. They wasn't, at first, they were just bits and pieces. I could tell these were American patriots in
right.
that area. There were several tables on 9/13, 2 days after 9/11, in this truck stop. They had a whole bunch of tables out there with Liberty bells, flags, anything to do with America. And there were two elderly women there. At their age, I could tell surely their husbands fought in World War II, like my dad did.
Yes.
I picked up one of those items, the Liberty Bell, looked on the bottom, and said, Made in China.
Uh-huh.
I said, ladies, should China get rich off of our catastrophe? Look here. Whatever they picked up, they put it right back down. No, we're not going to buy it. we will pass the word on.
Good.
A few seconds later, I thought, hey, they're just 13, 2 days. I said, ladies, wait a minute, because they was heading to the door to leave the truck stop.
Yeah.
And then a truck stop right there in a local town, people come in there, eat, you know, the neighbor, you know, the small town's what it was.
Uh-huh.
So there was a lot of locals come in there. Anyway, I said, ladies, Shauna already knew this. How do you know? I said, today's the 13th. How could they make these items, ship them over here, load them and get them to warehouses and on trucks and ship them out in 2 days? They had to be
right
there sitting on their trucks just waiting because they knew it was going to happen and what time.
Yeah.
And so that's how it got spread around our country because they already knew it.
Okay, Max.
Jack, I'll try to get over you next week. I'm trying to help you wake people up by giving you your broadcast.
Okay, Max. God bless you for being an activist out there, brother.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program, and let's go to Frank in Oregon. Frank in Oregon, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program, brother.
Hey, blessings through our Lord Jesus Christ to you and your listeners. Hey.
Thank you, Frank. God bless you.
No, thank you for everything you guys do out there and listeners too. Hey, couple things. First of all, I'm sorry about that Pat Sullivan deal, and it looks ugly, but I won't let that take any brightness away from you sheriffs that are out there on the other side of the deal. that have been doing, giving 100%, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not going to let the Pat Sullivan deal tarnish that badge that you guys have worn.
Thank you.
Oh, no, no, thank you, brother. You've earned it. In my eyes and heart, you've earned it. So, I agree with Mr. LaRouche about his assessment that they're running the country by executive order, okay, under Patriot Act and other things.
Right.
Other acts and NAFTA GATT and holding us down and by other things. But I agree with Mr. LaRouche and many others we need, and probably Gerald Celente and others, that we need to move and move quick on impeachment.
Right.
And in the Congress, that 93-7 deal on that 1886 bill was treasonous, 93-7, in a lot of us veterans' eyes, okay?
Yeah.
And some days I feel like the canary in the coal mine, too, brother, like we all do. But I wonder if you'd do me a favor, can I get your commitment to get my phone number later to Brother Dave in Massachusetts? I would like to correspond with him.
Give your phone number to Dave in Massachusetts. What is your number, brother?
I don't want to give it over the air, please. Okay.
Oh,
but
okay,
send it to
me on my email at jack@cyberquest, CYBRQUEST.com. That's jack@cyberquest, CYBRQUEST.com. Okay?
CYBR?
Yeah.
B-U-R?
CyberQuest, CYBRQUEST.com.
Got it.
And okay,
I'm going to let you go because you got a lot of good callers coming in there, and I'd like to see you get some more. God bless, and thanks for taking my
call. God bless you, Frank. Thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. All right. Folks, that's about it for tonight, or for today. We're totally out of time. Frank, Ken in Virginia, and Anthony Mueller, I'm sorry, but if you would call back next week, I'll take your call. And call back earlier, brothers, because we're totally out of time right now. And I'd like to ask everybody out there who is Christian that if they will pray this imprecatory prayer to help us take our country back, ask God to take the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan leadership, and that's who's leading us today, and pull them down and destroy them with double destruction. And all their agents out across the land, their Antichrist Synagogue of Satan agents, and destroy them with double destruction too, so we can start taking back our country back under God and back under the Constitution. God bless all of you. Have a great week. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, brothers and sisters. I love you.